Down to Business on News Talk.
Sponsored by Flowgas. On the grid, off the grid. Flowgas is Ireland's only supplier of LPG and natural gas. Wherever you are.
It will make or break him, so he's got to buy the best, because he's a dedicated follower of fashion.
This week I'm out and about, I'm walking the streets of Dublin, I'm wandering through the Liberties, and I've come across an amazing shop. It's John Lawrence Clothing. The owner is John O'Brien. He works here with three of his sons, and would you believe he's been doing business here in the tailoring and menswear business for 50 years in the Liberties. And it's my absolute pleasure to wander into his shop. John, you're very welcome to the programme.
Thank you very much, Bobby.
Now, John, as a man who's been in business 50 years, I have to bring you back a number of years. How did you get started in the tailoring business?
Through my father. My father was in the tailoring, my brother and my sister. So I had two jobs at the time. I was only 14. And he said, we'll have to get a trade. And I said, I don't really need a trade. I have two jobs. He says, no, you need a trade. So I had to go, what my father said, and he ended up in the tailoring shops. And he made sure I got down there, because he brought me down there by the ear.
And so it was as simple as you started, then you took on another tailor, and then you took on a couple of an apprentices, right, and it just built it from there.
Well, I started when I was 22. Well, it's really 21, but 22 when I really had Thomas Street. And I started with myself in 60 in Thomas Street making suits. After 2 or 3 weeks, I got another man in to give me a hand. And after another 2 or 3 weeks, we had two apprentices. But as I said, like 3 years later, I had 15 working for me. And we turned down an awful lot of suits made to measure. And I never really looked back from the tailor. And it was very, very good to me. And the area is very, very good to me as well, you know.
Now, listen, you'll hear the steam iron in the background gurgling away. There's a sewing machine here in the shop. And John himself is impeccably dressed, folks. He's in a three-piece grey suit. It looks, his shoes are, you can see a reflection in them. John, how important is, I suppose, walking the talk for you? Is it important for you to look well and to feel good about what you're wearing?
I always was into fashion. And even when I started as an apprentice, I used to get best part of my wages to my boss for to make jackets for me and trousers and God knows what. They kept me, clothes came first, my mother came second, that was it, you know.
Now, you used to supply some of the uniforms for the show bands back in the 60s and that, didn't you?
Oh, yeah, I supplied a lot of uniforms all over Ireland for the show bands. They came here week after week and God knows what. And I said, like, they'd be always up in Dublin and they'd be up 2 or 3 days a week to me and getting suits made. I got some great business from them, all right, you know.
Okay. Yeah. And, John, you know, for somebody who's been trading for so long, you must have seen, what, at least two, maybe three recessions?
Oh, I went through two recessions. And the first one wasn't too bad. I was happy enough like that with that one. But the second one was a bit harder, but we got over it. And I can't look back now. I'm back to normal, let's put it that way, maybe a little bit more than normal.
Let's talk about you changing with the business, and you have changed a number of times, and that's probably why you're still here. Probably was the first sort of change when suits maybe started coming in from overseas, maybe in the late 70s, early 80s?
Early 80s, they came from the continent, suits came from the continent, and like they're not tailored, they're all machined, they're not machined, they're engineered. There's no tailoring at all that touched them, you know. So, like, I had to cut back in the tailors over the years and I had to adjust myself to do ready-mades. And I had to sort of get the made. I got the made here in Ireland for a while, down in Wexford and places like that. But I still was doing the tailoring. Mm. But the tailoring wasn't as good as it had been. But as I said, like, I kept going. I never looked back. I kept going in business, you know.
But now my guest is John O'Brien. We're at John Lawrence Clothing here on Thomas Street. It's a wonderful shop. John, you might just describe what's here. Like, we've got this. Tell me about this iron here. What does that do?
That's a steam iron, that is.
Okay, so show me how it works. So what? Wow. Okay, so what's
that? And
then
we have a vacuum here.
So this is really where you would press a suit. You would, making sure that there was no creases, that
exactly,
everything looked just as it should look.
As the customer walks in the door to buy a suit, he doesn't go out without alterations done on it.
Okay.
I don't have to send any tailor or send him anywhere. we do the alterations ourselves.
Okay, you know? So when I come in to buy a suit here, then the arms might be an inch too long. It's on the spot. I'm going to sort that out for you now.
We tell you to go out and get a cup of coffee and come back in a half an hour and that's sorted out.
Okay. Now, I see the sewing machine still here. Yes, tell me a little bit about that. And right.
That machine, when I started 50 years ago, cost me a pound a week to rent out.
Right.
I apologise. To buy.
To buy? A pound a week for how long? How many weeks?
Oh, jeez. It must have been, 50 weeks, I think. It was 50 weeks or what, 50 weeks. And that's what I had at home as well, making my neighbours' dresses and skirts and blouses. And then when I come in here, I come back to the workshop and I do all the men's stuff in here, you know?
Right. And John, you the dress hire business,
yes.
that's something as well that you fused into the business as the
yes.
years went by.
I did do a few dress suits as well as doing a tailoring when I started off first. And that went bigger as well. It came on very well. I mean, we used to only have the ordinary black tuxedo, but we had greys, we had blues, and we had all colours tuxedos and bow ties. And it sort of gave us a lift in regards to fashion. And the young lads be coming here for their debs and for their weddings and the whole lot. And it got so big here, I had to get another premises down the road, 77, which is called Black Bow by John Lawrence. And I'm still there. I'm down there the last 13 years.
Right.
And I'm still down there, you know.
Wow. And you've got three sons working with you now in the business.
Yeah.
How did you persuade them to, or was it just that something they were always going to do?
They worked for me when they were on holidays and when you were going to college, weekends and that. But what happened was they got their own degrees and they went off and got their own jobs. Now, I had my brother Paddy here with me for 14 years. He was redundant from bachelor's, and he was here. He was a presser, he was, and he used to do all the pressing for me and that, you know.
Yeah.
And he died in millennium 2000, and my wife sent John Paul in for 3 months, and he's here 17 years.
Well, isn't that great? Yeah.
And my second son, he came along 5 years later. That's the old boiler going off now.
Right.
but my other son... Came in, he was working and he was changing jobs and he went on 2 weeks on holidays and he came in to me, he asked me could I come in for a week. I don't have to pay him. I said, of course I'll pay you. He said, well, I'm going to go in for a week because I'm bored. And when he came in that Friday, he said to me, he says, can I stay?
Wow.
So I said, okay, if you want to stay.
Right.
And that's how it worked out, you know.
John, the other thing I wanted to ask you about, and your legend precedes you in that not only have you been trading here on Thomas Street for 50 years, but for 35 of those 50 years,
yes,
you were the main man of the Traders Association.
That's right, yes. I was chairperson of the Traders Association for 35 years.
Now, I want to herald applause at you because that, to me, is a thankless task. It's somebody who, you know, has a vision for the area, who deals with other people's problems and who gives a lot back. So, you know, you did that for 35 years,
yes.
And I think that's a tremendous credit to you. What was that? Did you enjoy that experience?
Well, like, I enjoyed the experience and, like, I wanted to do it because there wasn't many standing up to do it. And, like, the area, like, we had ups and downs over the last 50 years in the streets, you know what I mean, with the shopping centres and places like that opening up and coming Christmas and they're all going out to the square here, there and everywhere. But as I said, like, we kept here and we're still here.
Yeah.
And we've no problems.
Now, I walked up and down the street with you there and every person that passed said, how are you, John? How's it going? What's the crack? And you know everybody in the area. And I get a great sense of community from the Liberties, John. And you seem to be sort of front and central to it.
Yes, the people in the Liberties are fantastic people. And I get on very well with them. Very well I get on with them. And I said, like, what I took in over the years, I give back and I'm still giving back. And it means nothing to me. As far as I'm saying, I have a week's wages and if I have anything over, I will give it to people.
Okay.
In May, I got a phone call from a person in the area to say that there was a little young lad making his communion on Saturday morning and the mother was very sick and she had no money. And could I do anything? So I said, send them up and we'll tug them out. So my friend brought them up. I tugged them out and I said, have a lovely day. There's 10 buff yourself. Away you go.
Isn't that great?
And I never wanted anything back. I was happy with that. And he was happy, you know. their times.
Well, thank you, John, for letting me into your world. Again, you're a credit to anybody in retail, working so long in the business and doing so much for your fellow retailers. Thanks very much for joining us on Down to Business, and continued success in your menswear business.
Thank you, Bobby. I appreciate that. Thank you very much.
Because he's a dedicated follower of fashion. He's a dedicated follower of fashion.
Down to Business on News Talk.
Sponsored by Flowgas. On the grid, off the grid. Flowgas is Ireland's only supplier of LPG and natural gas. Wherever you are.